little over 100 years ago, there was this girl living in Italy. Her name was Maria. And when she was little, Maria's father had died, and her mom had a bunch of kids, and so they hired this other kid. I guess he was about 17, 18 years old. His name was Alessandro. Hired this kid, Alessandro, to help out with chores around the house. Maria was probably, 12, 13 years old. And there's a problem because Alessandro at like 17, 16, 17, Alessandro had, he just started looking at stuff he shouldn't have looked at. He started looking at porn and what it did to his heart, just looking at that kind of, that twisting of how we see human beings. It did something to his heart, and it changed how he saw people, and it changed how he saw Maria, this little 12-year-old. So this 17, 18-year-old Alessandro started like trying to come on to this 12-year-old Maria, 13-year-old Maria. And she'd always tell him, that's crazy. What are you doing? This is a sin. Don't try this. But Alessandro, his heart had been so twisted by these images. His vision of what the human being looks like and what sex is for had been so twisted by what he saw in these images that he wouldn't stop. So he planned this. He planned it one day when he knew that everyone was going to be out working outside the little small shack that the Goretti, that's the last name, Maria Goretti, this family lived in. Maria was back in the little house taking care of her baby sister who had just been born, less than a year old. And Alessandro made an excuse to go back to the house, knowing that Maria would be there by herself just with her baby sister. And when he got there, he said, okay, Maria, you know what I'm here for. You know that we're going to have sex right now. And she said, no, Alessandro, that's a sin. I'm never going to do that. It would be an insult to God. But Alessandro wouldn't stop, and he began to force himself on her. And Maria, this whole time, is like, no, Alessandro. You know, she's the patron saint of purity. But the thing is, she wasn't just the patron saint of her purity, because, of course, anyone in that situation would fight him off. She was a patron saint of Alessandro's purity. She would say, Alessandro, no. It's a sin. You'll go to hell. And she stopped him. But he was so enraged that he took a knife from the kitchen and he stabbed this 13-year-old girl 14 times around her body. Her little baby sister crying in the corner. Alessandro threw the knife to the ground, got up and ran out of the house. Baby sister was crying and crying, and pretty soon the rest of the family heard the baby's cries, and they found, imagine Mrs. Goretti, her mom, finding her 13-year-old girl with 14 stab wounds to her body, lying in their kitchen. What happened? It was Alessandro, Mama. We have to get him. Maria says, no, Mama, we have to pray for him. They take Maria to the hospital, and she didn't die right away. It took her over 24 hours to die. And in that time, in those hours, she kept saying to her mom, Mama, you have to forgive him. Mama, you have to pray for him, that he doesn't go to hell. Maria, it was this incredible patron saint of Alessandro's purity, of forgiveness, a patron saint of mercy. They found Alessandro quickly. This 18-year-old, 17-year-old on the run was caught by the police relatively quickly. He was thrown in jail. And the priest went to visit him saying, the girl you murdered, she's been praying for you. She died praying for you. But whenever the priest would come to Alessandro's cell, Alessandro would spit on him and he'd curse him. He'd actually throw pee on him, urine on him. He said, get away, I don't want to see a priest. But this priest had visited Maria on her deathbed and she told him, keep praying for Alessandro. So he kept coming back for 3 years. Finally, after 3 years, one night, Alessandro is sleeping, and in his sleep, he has this vision of Maria coming to him. And as she approached him, he just shrank back because she was more beautiful, more glorious than he'd ever seen her. And she had this look in her eyes that just penetrated his heart. His hardened heart because of what he had done. He didn't want mercy. He didn't want forgiveness. He didn't want love. But then Maria began taking these lilies lily is a sign of purity. Out of her arms and started placing them at Alessandro's feet. She placed 14 lilies at Alessandro's feet, one for each time he stabbed her. And that broke his heart. It melted his heart. Alessandro woke up and he began calling for a priest. The priest came and Alessandro went to confession. Imagine this. In that moment when his heart was finally broken, I imagine Alessandro's temptation was to run away from God. But this was the moment when Alessandro, the temptation would be to hide from God, but Alessandro called out for God, "Send the priest, I need to go to confession." He went to confession and he spent the rest of his time in prison, like something like 28 years in prison, doing penance and praying. Receiving Holy Communion when the priest came to visit, going to confession when the priest came to visit. And when he finally got out, 28 years later, the first place Alessandro went, you'd think that the last place he would go was the first place he actually went. The first place he went was he went to that same Goretti home and he knocked on the front door. You can imagine how ashamed you'd be, how afraid you'd be of looking at this mom's, into this mom's eyes of the girl you had murdered 28 years ago. He knocked on the door and Mrs. Goretti opened up. And she looked into the face of her daughter's murderer. And he said, "Mrs. Goretti, Mama Goretti, I need to ask for your forgiveness." And in that moment, again, when he should have been running away and hiding, Mrs. Goretti looked at him. And with tears, she said, "My daughter has forgiven you. How could I not forgive you?" See, when it comes to sin, so many of us, our temptation is to run away. But God's temptation is when we are at our worst, he's at his best. When we want to hide, he goes looking for us. And what we have an opportunity to do tonight and tomorrow is we have an opportunity to actually let him find us. Rather than hiding, we have an opportunity, a chance to let Jesus find us, let his love find us. We have an opportunity to go to confession. And let his mercy make us new. But I know, so many of us, we're afraid of that. We're afraid of, like, what it would mean. We don't want to talk to the priest. We're like, he's going to look at me funny. Like, listen, there's 50 priests there. They're not going to look at you. They're not going to remember who you are. I remember I used to talk to a priest and ask him, like, "Father, do you remember what I tell you in confession?" And he was like, "No, not at all. I don't remember a thing." I remember thinking, "You're a liar, but I'm glad you told me that. I don't believe you," but it's true. Ever since I've been ordained, it's like divine amnesia. I can't remember hardly anything someone says in confession. Besides, like, why would you want to? I mean, honestly. Here's the truth. The truth of the matter is, listen, you're all precious little snowflakes. I'm telling you that right now. You're special flowers and you're all unique in your own way. But here's the truth. Your sins are boring. Seriously, no offense. My sins are special. No, they're not. I'm nervous about telling the priest my sins. Listen, it's basically, sins are our garbage. And priests are basically God's garbage men. You never see like a garbage man going through your trash, like pulling it out, like, "Oh, look at this banana. What's the story of the banana peel? I'm fascinated putting this in my pocket and saving it for later. I'm going to think about this and look at it later." No, it's just garbage. And so we go to confession, we drop the garbage, and the priest just looks at us and says, "This is amazing. It's amazing that you're willing to let Jesus take your garbage." But here's the thing, we have to let him take it. And the way we let him take it is by giving it to him, by saying it out loud. Here's what I'm going to invite you to do. Tonight, or tomorrow, but tonight, when you go to confession, here's how you do it. You go in and just sit down, and if you don't know what to do, tell the priest, "Father, I'm not sure what to do. It's been so long." Listen, he went to school for this. He knows what comes next. Just begin telling him your sins. Now, we have to tell our sins in number and in kind. Give the general number. You have to get the exact specific number, but just kind of like, this has been a lot of times. It's only been once. But we have to name the sin. Here's the trap people fall into. We either get really, really way too general, or we get way too specific with our confessions, like way too general with our sins. Like one time, my oldest sister, she's pretty sassy, and she went into confession. She said, "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned 1 through 10. He looked at her and said, "What are you talking about?" She said, 1 through 10. "What do you mean?" She looks at him and says, "The commandments, have you heard of them?" I told you, she was sassy. And he's like, no, I understand, but like, what do you mean? She's like, "Well, I broke all of them." And he says, "So did you kill someone?" She's all offended. "No." "Did you commit adultery?" "No." And so she had seen all the like the sub questions underneath the main, you know, top 10. She's like, "I did something in all those, so I figured I'd say 1 through 10. That's being way too general. We have to say all the relevant details. Any of the things that would, like, you know, change the nature of the sin. So I have a priest friend. He's from Kenya. And he says, "Don't go in and say, 'Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I stole a rope,' and neglect to mention that there was a cow attached to the rope." And don't say, like, you know, "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I hit someone. I hit my mom." Okay, that changes things. "I hit my mom with the car 4 times. Those are relevant details. Now, there's also the trap of being way too specific, and that's like what I call telling the story of the sin. Now, look at Jesus, telling the story of the sin. He knows the story. All we have to confess is the sin. So we don't have to go in there and say, "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned." Okay, here's the deal. "I've got this 93 Camaro. It's red, but not really a cherry red. It's more like a dark red. And anyways, it gets like 20 miles to the gallon. That's okay because it's sweet. It's awesome. And so I fixed it up back in, I must have been a sophomore. Anyways, so I was with my girlfriend. Her name is such and such. Her middle name is this. Her birthday is this. And we drove to the corner of Elm and 19th. And we parked, you know, where the street lights burnt out. And then we got in the back seat, and she did this, and I did this, and she did this, and I did this. And she did..." Just say, "Impure actions with my girlfriend." That's enough. You don't have to tell the story. Because why? We just have to name our sins. In your lanyards, you have the little thing around your neck. There's a little examination of conscience. And on that examination of conscience are a list of things like, what are the wounds? What are the things that have wounded me? What are the things that make me want to run away from Jesus? What are the things that make me want to run and hide? I don't have to run anymore. I don't have to hide anymore. I can name these things. Tonight, I can name these things and just let God love me. I don't have to run. You don't have to run. Because when we stop running, everything changes. When you stop running and you let God love you, everything changes. Alessandro got out of jail, went to Mrs. Goretti's house, and he continued to do penance. He continued to pray. He continued to know the Goretti family. Years later, in 1950, the Holy Father, the Pope, canonized Maria a saint. And her mom was at her canonization. Those of you who are moms here, can you imagine going to the canonization of your child? It was incredible, an incredible day, an incredible, here's this witness to mercy, here's this saint of mercy. But the story is even better, because on the throne, up on the stage there, was the Pope. Next to him was Mrs. Goretti, and next to her was Alessandro. At the canonization of the girl that he murdered, sitting next to the mother of the girl he murdered. Because reconciliation, confession, God's mercy, it changes everything. It makes even enemies mother and son. And it heals hearts. Because Maria had mercy, it changed her whole family's life. That little baby girl that Maria was babysitting, 1 year old, she grew up, she became a nun. And when she was in the convent, before she took her final profession, they gave her her name that she would carry with her through death and into heaven. And sometimes it just gets assigned to you, but sometimes the nuns get to choose the name for themselves. And Maria's little sister got to choose her religious name, the name that she would carry through life and into heaven. And her little sister, who was in the room while this man attacked, stabbed, and murdered her sister, the saint, took the name Saint Maria, or Sister Maria Alessandra, the name of her sister, the saint, and the name of her sister, the saint's murderer. Because that's what this mercy can do. It can take enemies and make them more than friends. It can make them family. It can take broken hearts and make them whole. But only if tonight you give God permission to love you. Give God permission to love you. Not to run, not to hide. This is the last thing. The best way we as Catholics can give God permission to love us is to go to confession and hand over our sins. We're going to give God praise right now. We're going to lift him up and pray in this ancient hymn that a guy named St. Thomas Aquinas wrote called the Tantum Ergo. But as we go through this time, I just invite you to answer that question. Will I run and hide? Or will I give God permission to love me? He is waiting. He's not waiting to love you. He's waiting for you to let him. He is not waiting to love you. He's just waiting for you to let him love you. Let him love you. Give him your sins. Go to confession and be made new.